Yeah, I haven't played in a while. All I can say is I've allowed circumstances that I used to play all the time, write music, and it just hasn't been there. And Ray deceived me this morning. He said, "Darryl, I can't tune this guitar." So he suckered me. I don't know who wrote this. I just picked it up years ago and I like it and ministers to my heart. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, to declare your loving kindness in the morning. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, to declare your loving kindness in the morning.
It's kind of hard to switch. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will you believe something? It's hard to say I know something.
Yes.
Yeah.
So many things are changing, but my name is far greater than this atmosphere that we're in. And I've come a long way to be this day.
Yes.
In the natural, my name is Ruth Miner, my husband Jim. I've been singing since I was 3 and what we call going and speaking since I was 15. But I'm glad we're hearing. I'm glad we're hearing within ourselves.
Yes.
I can give a word to you, and it may just go over your head. So we must hear in ourselves, no matter who is speaking, right? This song is one that I wrote Tuesday. So it's very fresh, very fresh.
Thank you.
Here we go, another key. One more new song. These are all, except the one of them. First one, or the third one I sang, that I've awakened. I wrote that about 8 years ago, when what I heard in my spirit as a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old girl, that I was totally spoken against, and so I never voiced that, but it was what I heard back then. And when the words of that song came forth, I quickly went back to the days in Indiana when the snow was so high and the drifts were 10 feet tall, you could make a tunnel under the road, which as kids we did. And I heard the voice speak to me as that young girl. You know, nobody listens to a little girl. Nobody listens to a little boy. We might ought to listen sometimes. Because they remember a lot sooner than what we did. And so when I wrote that song, it brought all that back to me, and things started clicking with me, and I started hearing things. I didn't quite know how to express them. How many of us know that? You know, when you hear something different, it's hard to express, and then you're not sure you want to, because people will think you're Looney Tunes. But I tell you what, I'm the type of person, as many of you know me, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And I'm just happy to be... exclamation point. Destiny is flowing. All the doors are open. You are the transport. You are the drop in flowing. See the picture in your mind. Speak it out. This is your things one. And those things that have been carbuncles is what I'm seeing in the spirit. Heaviness that would weigh you down will come off of you because they were there for a purpose and a time to bring you to a declaration of who you are. I hear what you're saying, but I didn't want to disturb Jim. And he said, would you turn the fan on? I said, yes. Yes, honey, I will. And I said, I don't want to disturb you, but I got to go to the bathroom. So Grant had an envelope that was laying on the nightstand by where we were. And I grabbed that and a pen, and I went to the bathroom. And I heard Spirit say, you're a channel. You're a channel today. Yeah. I saw the old-timey radio with the knobs. Do you ever see your parents or grandparents up and they try to work it in? And I said, they may not have used both of them, but in my mind's eye they did, because I saw this going on. And he said, you've been a channel of another kind in the past. And you know, when you go down the highway of life, all of a sudden that channel, you can't get it anymore. And it gets staticky. And you want to hold on to that. And so you pull over to the side of the road and you go, wait a minute, I'm going to hear that song, I'm going to hear that word. Whatever it takes. I've got to hear it, I want to stay with it. I don't want to leave. This is good. It was good for that day. But if you want to continue to go down the highway, it's time to let him fine-tune you to be the channel that you are.
Yes.
And that's what he was saying to me, and I thought, wow, that's pretty good. And we've reached a place now where there's a new channel that's being tuned in here today and this weekend. We've heard it by so many that spoke. Brother Lynn and Sister Barb, and I tell you, Ray has always been one of my favorites. I can't help that. I've known him since I was 13. You know, just one of those things. It's a long time. But I'm not that old. Ray's one of the oldest ones in here. I'm probably one of the youngest ones. So I told him last night, tell 911, there's three children out here, two of theirs and me. And you know, it's good to keep that youthfulness, isn't it? I'm going to keep it. I love it. But that channel is being fine-tuned this weekend as we've stepped out of the box. And I realized last night, we were the last ones to get into that truck and get out of here, that evacuation. And I said, no, we got to save the food. That Martha and me, sometimes I just want to tell her to go home. Got to save the food. We don't want it to spoil. I spent too much money on it. You know, sometimes that always comes out of us. But I realized when the water was up and he backed in there, we had to get up in that truck. We had to come over the box.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I love pretty boxes. If I see a pretty box in the store, a hat box or a cute little metal box or somewhere at a yard sale, I get too many of them boxes. I love boxes. I like them with the lids on them. But I also like to open those lids if they're at a yard sale especially. I know y'all nodding your heads. Because I want to see what's in it. I want to expose it. We're being exposed.
Yes.
Before all creation. Before all universes.
Yes.
Here and abroad. And I was sharing a little bit a while ago that, as I told you, things awakened up to me from when I was a little girl, then up into a teenager. I remember at a house meeting in Huntsville, Alabama, I was about 15 or 16 years old, and we had a lot of people that had come over, and I began singing, and then I began to speak, and all at once, everyone at the same time, simultaneously, we felt what we didn't know. And listen, I had the Holy Ghost since I was 5. It wasn't that. It was something greater. And I didn't know. Well, we all ran out of the house and ran around 7 times around that house. We didn't know what to do with it. And I remember looking up and began to declare some things. And I didn't know what I was declaring at that time. But see, it's all becoming full circle today. This weekend means a lot to me. And I feel like I'm speaking for all of us. Because I don't want to be on the same channel that I've been on. I'm out of that box. And as Ray was up here saying, we've all been in boxes, and are you going to go to another box? And you know, I'm sitting there thinking, right, well, if I get maybe not a new belief system, but if I really begin to realize who I am, am I creating a new box? No, because we should create just who we are and just be. No pretense. There's no pretense about me. I'm a great person, just ask Jim. There's no pretense. I'm fun loving. I'll do anything for you. I'll go to the end of the world for you. If you called me from another state and said, I need you today, I'll send light to you. Or I'll come. And I believe everyone in here is experiencing that same thing. Let's let the channel that we're coming to be fine-tuned in us so that we can be.
I love this song. It might, I think it kind of stands with us, who's on the Lord's side. And I sang it pretty much all my life. But a few years ago, he gave me another verse to it. And I'm just going to kind of read it to you, and then we'll... Now, this is before I really got to today. And it's... I never used it, but it's for now. For the vibration-raising consciousness, we have awakened to whom we've always been. We're the water pouring from the water pot, flowing as a corporate man. Now, I don't know how I, but it was today. So, who's on the Lord's side?
Oh,
pretty good. I thought we should end with that one too.